shilly, I'm about to bust. I can get out and holler and hoot and whatever for a game. Lord, I can bless him at the same time.
Amen.
But I just want to praise him. This morning I had the opportunity to teach the girls about the blood that was shed on Calvary.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to go through the real things that happened. What he had to endure. The beatings, the mocking, the scourging, the cat of nine tails. Nobody likes to talk about those things because it's gory and it's disgusting and it's awful. But I talked to the girls and I told them how he was beaten and how his back became meat.
Yeah.
And as I described these things to him, I said, Lord, you did that for me.
Yeah.
You did that for me. I am so unworthy. But I praise you.
Amen.
I praise you for the death that you died. And I thank you for the mercy you show.
Amen.
We have Valentine's coming up. And I just thought, Lord, what should I teach on? And so I taught on the love that he showed us when
Amen.
I was so undeserving of his love. So I want to praise him. And I want to glorify his name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Brother Todd. I tell you what, I was thinking while after the service got started, if you want to, you can turn to Psalms 122. And I really don't even have a message anymore, just a thought. I thought about what David said in Psalms 122 in verse number 1. As they began to sing and the Spirit of the Lord began to move in this place, the thought just ran through my mind, Brother Freddie. I'm glad I'm here.
Yes,
David said in Psalms 122 in verse number 1, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord.
Yes,
let's read that again. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Just for a few minutes this morning, just this simple thought, I just want to preach to you. I'm glad I came.
Yeah.
Amen. Have you ever been places and when you left, you were sorry you went? Come on, talk to me now. I've even been to churches. Well, watch it dry up right there. I've been to churches. I'm sorry I ever went. I was back when I used to fish in the big bass tournaments and all that, and there was a fellow that I fished with one Saturday. The greatest place to witness to anybody is in a boat in the middle of the lake, because they cannot run, amen? But I led this boy to the Lord. He got saved right there in my boat. Well, he called me up a couple of weeks later, and he said, my wife and I have found a church, and we're having revival. Would you come with us one night? I said, sure. And if I named the church, every one of you'd know exactly where it's at. And I went in, it was during July, they were having a patriotic theme, and the choir got up and they sung these patriotic songs. Man, it was great. I thought, man, these people got some talent. And the preacher got up and he had one of them weird Bibles. And everybody looked like they're statues carved out of stone. I'm looking around thinking, what is up? Finally, during his sermon, he quoted John 3:16, and he quoted it right. And I didn't mean to do it. But amen just came out. The man lost his place. I'm talking about God himself. I was so glad when that service was over. It's no wonder people sleep in church. Ain't no more going on than that. Amen. But I tell you what, when we come in a place like this and the Lord begins to squish your heart a little bit, amen, and you begin to think about how good God's been to you, amen, I want to say I'm glad I came this morning. And whether you are or not, I'm glad you came. Amen. Brother Carl Partain has written a song on his new CD. It's entitled, Let's Go to Church. And in that song, he talks about what a big... Well, y'all will hear it. He'll be here in March. But it talks about what a big deal Sunday morning was in his house growing up. And how Daddy had rushing everybody around and cranking the car. And I don't remember all the words, but basically it was a big deal on Sunday morning at their house. Why? Because somebody was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, back in the old days, going to church was a big thing. Did you know that? Going to church, man. I'm talking about for Christians now. It was a big thing. They wasn't nothing more important. But you see, they didn't have NASCAR.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me. Say amen right there, Stacy. It seems like the world has given the church so much to compete with. They didn't have NASCAR. They didn't have the NFL. Amen. They didn't have Major League Baseball. They didn't have all those things. And so, boy, it was a grand thing to dress up and go down to the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. You see, most of them people hadn't left their homes all week because they farmed. So that was their big day to get out. But now we've got so much to compete with, and then our lives are so busy and so what's such a rat race and such a rat race, church is the first thing we let go of.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Maybe because it don't excite you that much anymore.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I have fun when I come here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I literally do. I have a good time when we come to church. So I'm glad when they say unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And we know David's talking about Jerusalem, but for us, that's the church.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Was you glad this morning?
Amen.
Or did you get up having to kick yourself in the rear end? Well, I don't know if I'm going or not.
Yeah.
You ever have that conversation with yourself? Come on, talk to me. What if I did? Brother Fred, be all right, or Brother Freddy, amen. Brother Freddy said, yep, you just lay on out, preacher. I got you back, amen. Lady was trying to get her husband up for church one Sunday. She kept poking him, poking. She said, get up, you've got to go to church. You've got to go to church. He said, why do I have to go? She said, you're the pastor.
Yeah.
Amen. There was a time when it was a big thing to go to church. And what I want to talk to you about this morning is we ought to make that a big thing in our families.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ought to make that a big thing to our children.
Yeah.
Ashley was Ashley called me last night, and or actually Hayden, my little grandson, called me. And that was the most. He needs to do that more often. But she said they were getting their stuff ready for church this morning, and she said something about church, and he said, church? She said, yeah. He said, Papa, preach? He said, yeah. He went and got the phone and said, talk to Papa. I mean, boy, he got excited. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody's making a big deal about coming to the house of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It ought to excite us, and we ought to make it exciting to our children. But you know what? When you sit around the kitchen table and run your mouth about everybody in the church, run your mouth about the preacher, and then wonder why you got to whip your kids to make them go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Your children got more sense than you think they do. I wonder if they're looking at us sometime going, why are you making me go when you hate it so bad? Can I get a witness right there? Amen. We ought to make it a big thing again to come to church. We ought to make a great ordeal out of it. Can I say it's bigger than the Super Bowl? What we're doing here today carries more weight than the Super Bowl. Lord willing, I'm going to watch the rest of that thing when I get home. I'm not against it. I wish they wouldn't do it on Sunday.
Amen.
They're having a big debate the other day about how much better it'd be, how many more people would attend, how many more would watch it if they'd do it on Saturday.
Amen.
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 I'm going to watch Peyton Manning and them rub them saints in the dirt, son.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not against it. But what we've got going on right here this morning is far more important. Listen, man, I'm standing here opening the Word of God to you and preaching the truths of God's Word to you. Right out yonder, Brother Greg's doing the same thing. The boys and girls, Brother Jerry and Miss Irene's doing the same thing. The little bitty fellas down the hall, out in the back of the gym, Brother Allen and Sister Amy's doing the same thing with teenagers this morning. Hey, I'm here to tell you, if somebody gets saved, that's better than a Super Bowl ring. That's better than a trophy. That's better than a championship. Hallelujah, I'm saying it's a bigger deal. I hope you'd agree with that. And y'all are nodding your heads. We'll see about 6 o'clock tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Freddie, get up and take count, okay? Take roll, Brother Freddie. Amen. Listen, man. There ain't a better thing you can do. Somebody said, well, preacher, we'd come to church, but we're just trying to spend some time with our family. You just shot yourself right in the foot, man. There ain't a better thing you can do with your family than take them to the house of God. Amen. There ain't a better thing you can do with your family than take them down to the house of God. You know what happens at church? Big things happen at church. How many of you'd raise your hand and give a witness saying, every time we have some great service, I miss it. And I have to hear about it from everybody. Uh-huh. We just got the hindrances out of the way so we could go. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You never know what you're going to miss.
That's right, bro.
You never know what you're going to miss by not being at church. We ought to purpose in our heart and dedicate ourselves. I'm going to be at my church on Sunday morning.
Amen.
And I'm so glad about going, I think I'm going to be at my church on Sunday night.
Amen.
And then I'm really going to blow my family out of the water. I'm going on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And when they have revival meeting, I'm going to show up for that. Because really, I ain't got nothing better to do.
Amen.
Amen. And really, you don't. I believe our Patch and Pee Wee Club on Wednesday night with the little guys, I believe that's more important than T-ball.
Yeah. Amen.
No, I'm not after no popularity votes this morning. I'm just telling you the truth, man.
Yes,
church ought to be a big thing. I played ball all my life growing up. J.P. Denton was my baseball coach, and Mama would go to sign me up, and she said, you going to practice on Wednesday? He said, well, what if we do? This one won't be here. Amen. Can I just say to you that I believe, and I know I'm on the radio, but I believe with all my heart, I just saw J.P. the other day. I saw him at Miss Jessie Ray's funeral. I believe to this day that that man is saved, serving God and in church because of her faithfulness to stand.
Yeah.
Believe that with all my heart. I'm saying, man, it's a big thing. Great things happen at church. By a show of hands, how many of you got saved? I'm talking about born again at church. Look around you, man. That's the majority of this room right here. The greatest thing that ever happened in your life happened at church. The greatest thing. I'm talking about washed in the blood, your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it was church where it happened. And if the greatest thing in my life happened at church, I think I'll go back. Amen.
Amen.
I think I'll show up every time.
Right,
listen, man, if Walmart was giving away $1,000, I don't even know if they make $1,000 bills, but if Walmart was giving away $1,000 bills Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, how many of their $1,000 bill services would you show up for? Can I get a witness? Well, we just go on Sunday morning. Thousands enough for us. Well, you'd be an idiot, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be there like a clock a ticking, son. I'd show up early. Because
yeah.
You know there's going to be a line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Husbands and wives, you can crawl up here in this altar and have God do something for your home and your marriage that $1,000 won't ever touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. The entire Walmart corporation ain't got enough money to pay for what God can do in your life at church.
Amen.
How many times have you come in dragging, ready to quit, ready to throw in the towel, not just on church, but on everything? When I get in one of them moods and want to quit, it ain't just one thing. I just want to bail out all of it. Amen? Come on. How many times you ever come in like that?
Yeah,
feeling like you was lower than a snake's belly.
Yep.
And God did something.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
Ashley and Elizabeth or Janice and Levi or whoever. These kids got up and start to sing and God began to speak to your heart.
Yeah.
And God began to give you courage and God began to give you strength in that. Do you think you would have got that at home? No, the devil would have sat right down on your shoulder while you was watching American Idol and said, yeah, go ahead and quit. I wouldn't go back to church either. Ain't nothing down there but a bunch of hypocrites. Amen. You can stay home, let him encourage you or discourage you. Or you can come to church and let the Lord encourage you. Do you know the Lord ain't never discouraged me? He's always encouraged me to go farther. He's always encouraged me to do more. He's always encouraged me to stay put. He's always encouraged me to stay in the fight.
Yeah, bro.
And I get much of that encouragement at church.
Amen.
Amen. David said, I was glad when they said unto me. You know, that sounds kind of like, oh boy, we're going to go get some more. We're going to get to do this again. Somebody said, what's all these people hollering about this morning? They're happy to be in church. They're thankful they're not in hell. They're thankful that their sins are gone. Hallelujah. We got something to holler about. You watch that crowd on that game tonight, if you watch it. I wonder how many of them are sitting in the stands and go. What time is this going to be over? They sure are long-winded today. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Some of y'all looking at me like that right now.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Well, look at Psalms chapter 34. Somebody said, man, you done quit preaching and went to meddling. Amen. That's what preaching is. You didn't know that? Psalms chapter 34. Well, look here. I'm going to show you why it's important that we be here. Show you why it's important that you be here. Look at Psalms 34, and I got several little thoughts. I'll probably just give you a couple, and we'll go to the house. Look at verse number 3. We used to have this scripture up on the wall here in our sanctuary. It says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, you got that word, us. Why don't you read through your Bible in the book of Hebrews sometimes, figure out who us is. That's us who are saved. That's us who are blood washed. That's us who are God's children. Let us exalt His name together. Amen. Let me ask you a question. How can we exalt His name together if we ain't here? It's important that we be in the house of God. Listen, we come here to praise Him. Now, y'all don't fall out with me. I'm against a lot of praise that's going on in some of these modern churches today. That's not praise. That's a concert.
Amen.
You say, well, I disagree. Well, go join the band. I'm not for that. We're not here to put on a rock and roll show with lights and smoke. That ain't what we're here for. But we're here to exalt the name of the Lord together. Do you know what it means to magnify something? You know what they've been doing all week long? They've been magnifying Peyton Manning. And I'm not kicking at him. He's one of my favorite. But they've been magnifying everything in the news. Peyton Manning this, Peyton Manning that. And I'll be honest with you, I don't even know that other quarterback's name. But they've been pumping that up and pumping that up. You know what they're doing? They're building it up. And what we do when we come into church, we're to magnify the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about we're to magnify the Lord. We're to make Him look huge in the eyes of sinners.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Lost man come in this place, when he leaves here, he better know one thing. We sure think a lot about Jesus Christ. I may not agree with everything that church says, and I may not agree with that crazy preacher. But I'll tell you one thing, they love that fella Jesus, amen? And yes, sir, we do. And we come into here Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and that's our opportunity, and that's our time to exalt His name together. Amen. Somebody says, well, I just like a quiet church. Why? Boy, they all died on me. I'm serious. Why? Never heard anybody say I like a quiet ball game. I like a quiet NASCAR race. Can you imagine they had to put mufflers on the cars? Come on.
Amen.
The only reason you want it quiet, because when it's quiet, ain't nobody talking to your heart. You can leave like you come, feel good about it.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, I grew up in the 70s. Can I get a witness right there? I'm talking about Dobie Gray and Bad Company, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. And we rode around the plaza up in Dallas, and we would crank it up. Say amen, Stacy. In his puke green doodle bug. Song come on we like, we said, crank it up. Every one of our cars, the speakers in them went, because it was all busted, amen? But then we grow up and we get saved. Oh, tone it down. No, man, crank it up. Hey, you love Jesus, shout about it. You love the Lord, holler about it. You glad you saved, clap your hands a little bit. I'm saying make some noise for God. Don't let that football crowd have nothing on us. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hey, why? Because I can exalt his name in here. Now, we may have some visitors thinks I'm weird. Oh, shut up. Whole church looking at me, visitors my foot. At least a few don't think I'm crazy. I'm talking about when I'm praising the Lord. Brother Freddie understands that. Brother Charles understands that. Amen. Miss Legina understands that. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, if I just walk out there in the middle of the road and start it, I'm going to stop traffic. Amen. We come in here, we get to praise the Lord. Amen. When we come in this place, you know what else we find? We find a place of God's presence. Now listen, I'm not going to take time to teach you the whole Bible this morning. I know God, if we're saved, he's with us everywhere we go. Is that right? But there's something about coming in this place together. That's why the Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of some is. Huh? When we come into here, and this is just how my little mind thinks, but when we come in here and his presence is with me, and his presence is with you, and with you, and with you, and with you, and with you, are you following me?
Yeah.
You know what that seems to me? It just magnifies
Amen.
His presence.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Somebody said, y'all are too emotional, and I know y'all get tired of hearing me say that. Woo! That's an emotion, right?
That's right.
So is this. No different. We're emotional creatures.
Amen.
That's how God deals with us. Somebody said, oh, y'all just all about feelings. We sure are.
Amen.
Boy, got quiet there.
Amen.
We sure are. I'm glad I got something I can feel.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody doesn't have to run up on the platform and tell me, hey, I didn't know if you knew it or not, but God's here.
Yeah.
Amen. I've been in some churches, if they ran up and told me that, I'd have said, well, I must have missed him. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm glad I can sense his presence. You know what made you come out of your pew a while ago and come crawling up in this altar and shedding big old tears? I heard you down there weeping. What caused that?
Yeah.
It was the presence of God.
Yeah.
It was the presence of God. It wasn't the power of my speech. I hadn't even said nothing yet.
Yeah.
It was the presence of God. You know what to get your lost family members saved? Get them under the presence of God.
Amen.
Get them where the presence of God is. Huh? You know what he said in Matthew chapter 18, verse number 20? He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be in the midst of them.
Amen.
Hmm.
Amen.
Now here's the difference. Whether or not they're gathered in his name.
Amen.
If they're gathered in the name of some televangelist, he ain't showing up. Boy, if we'll gather in his name.
That's right, brother.
In other words, make him the preeminent one in every service.
Yes.
He'll show up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. Why? Because I can go with my brother and sisters in the Lord and I can praise him.
Yes, amen.
And I can go and I can feel and sense the presence of God. You ever got in a service? And I know you have if you've been around here long, where the presence of God was so real, all you want to do is just hold your head down. But that's when them life-changing things take place right there. Amen? Wow. I like coming to church because it's where I can give God some praise. Amen. It's where I can sense God's presence. And it's where I can be with God's people. Are you listening? Now, if I go to Walmart, there may be a few Christians in there. There might. And I can fellowship. We have. That's where I do all my counseling with Brother Robbie's at Walmart. Every time I go to Walmart, they're there. They must get their mail there or something. But, you know, you might run into somebody and can have some fellowship at Walmart. But I know if I come here, I can.
Yes,
amen. Amen. This is where God's people are.
Amen.
You know where God's people are to be on Sunday? Where God's people meet.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Are y'all all right? Hey, listen, man. Our hunting club, Stacy's the president. Our hunting club, they have, what's them, meetings and work days and all that. If you don't show up, man, they fine you. Is that right? A fine. How much is it? I mean, that's a good idea, brother. We on to something right here. How much? $30. Every time you miss church, from here on out, Brother Freddie's taking roll, we're sending you a bill. Amen. Y'all smile. It'll be all right. Do you know your neighbors know how faithful you are to church?
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, when I come here, I know I'm going to meet with God's people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to gain encouragement from them.
Yeah.
I hadn't even gotten the building good yet this morning. Brother Danny O'Kelly walked in my office, big old tears running down his face, put his arms around me, told me how much he loved me. And I thought, wow, well, I'm glad I came today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. I'm glad I came today.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
why? Because here I can give God some praise. I can feel and sense God's presence. I can meet with God's people. And listen, I can know His peace.
Yes, sir.
I can know it anywhere, but it just seems a little bit sweeter when it's here.
Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm. John chapter number 14, he said, my peace I leave with you, or I give unto you. I don't know if I got it right or not. He said, not as the world giveth.
That's right.
Wow. Man, the peace of God. Did you sense that as you laid in the altar this morning?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Did you? Isn't that wonderful? Here, I'm going to quit. I really am. But listen, when I come to church, I'm glad because I found myself in a place of God's power. We serve a powerful God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We serve a powerful God.
Amen.
He's powerful enough to save your family.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. He's powerful enough to save your marriage.
That's right.
Hmm? You don't know how many times I've had married couples in this church say, preacher, can we talk to you after church? We're struggling. I say, sure. But sometime during the singing or after the preaching, they come together in the altar.
Yeah.
Then after church, I tell them, I'll be in my office whenever you're, oh, it's okay, preacher. You didn't need me after all, did you?
Amen.
All you needed was the power of God.
That's right.
To settle in and speak to your heart. Amen. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power.
Amen.
And of love and a sound mind. Do you know the power of God scared most Baptists to death?
Yes, sir, brother.
That's the truth. The power of God scared most Baptists to death. I preached in a church a year or so ago. I guess it was about a year ago. And the church that I preached in, it was in the, well, I won't say because this is on the internet and the radio and all that. Church was up north. And the building that the church was meeting in had to have the asbestos removed. So they borrowed the church building of the First Baptist Church. Remember that, Brother Freddie? In that town. Well, the First Baptist Church hadn't had a revival in over 30 years. So all these old people been going to that church 70 and 80 years. They all came to the revival. The first night, two or three got saved. And this little lady stopped me at the door. And she was just boo-hooing. And she said, "Preacher, I've been going to this church, I believe," she said, 60-something years. She said, "and I hadn't seen anything like that in at least 30. She said, "I don't even remember when I saw somebody get saved." I thought, "Well, why are you doing? Why are you even here?" I'm telling you, where the power of God is, things happen. Don't tell me your church is full of the power of God and nobody ever gets saved. Nobody's lives has ever changed. Nobody's homes is never fixed. Amen. I'm glad when we come around here, we can sense and see the power of God work in this place. Amen. Thank God for His power. We've seen it move, hadn't we? Over these last 16, 17 years together, we've seen God do some stuff. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Why? Because I'm in a place where I'm praising. I'm in a place where I'm set in His presence. I'm in a place where I can be with His people. I can feel His peace. I can sense His power. Hey, and I'm in a place where I can participate.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? I don't got Super Bowl tickets. But if I did and I went, they wouldn't let me play. I doubt it. They're probably afraid I'd hurt them boys. It's probably right. They ain't got enough padding for some of this. Amen. But they wouldn't let me play. Hey, Stacy, what's it cost to get in one of them races, them NASCAR races? In a good seat. Front row. $100, $125. Front row. Ryan, how much did you pay to get in here this morning? Nothing. Guess where he's sitting? Front row. And he's getting a look at a whole lot better than Dale Jr. Amen. Listen, I would love, I've never been to a race because they do them on Sundays, but I'd love to go see one. I would. But my problem is when I get there, I want one.
Yeah.
I want to get involved.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen, bro.
Don't tell me I got to pay $125 and I can't drive.
Amen, bro.
Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, you can come here. Won't cost you nothing. Of course, if you love God, you'll give God what's His. Amen. Won't cost you nothing. You can sit on the front row and you can participate. We got one of our families. They're out in junior church right now, run one of our buses. They started visiting here, went to a church close. They'd been visiting the church for a little while and they stopped me on a Wednesday night right there beside where Jason Chip is and said, "Brother Eddie, do you think it would be okay if we went and helped somebody visit on their bus route?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "Well, we're not members yet." I said, "I don't give a rip. You want to go tell somebody about Jesus, let her rip, man."
Yeah.
"Well, could we ride the bus?" I said, "Yeah, but we're not members yet." I said, "What's that got to do with anything?" "Well, the church we come from wouldn't even let me work in the nursery till I'd been a member like 6 months. Oh boy, they're hurting for help, ain't they? And you're in a place where you can get involved. You don't just have to come here and sit, you can serve. I promise you, whatever your background, whatever your abilities, there's something you can do for God. You can get in the game. Amen. Let's stand our feet all over the house. Brother Todd, y'all come if you would. Now listen, I know that's not the normal Sunday morning kind of thing. But maybe just coming to church hadn't been as important to you here lately as it used to be. I know the economy's bad and all that good stuff.
Had somebody told me the other day, said, "Preacher, we'd be there, but we ain't got the gas to get there." I said, "You do now. I'll give them some money. And you ain't got the gas to get here. Let somebody know." Maybe we ought to get back to the place where we said, "Lord, we're going to put you back in your rightful place. I have no excuse. I could be at church when I'm supposed to. Lord, put that joy back in my heart again. Give me that want to again, God." Some of you come in just because you're supposed to. You got to get back to that place where you want to. Amen. I don't really know how to give the invitation this morning. I'll tell you what, let's bow our heads all over the house. Wonder how many of us could be honest. Just slip up our hands and say, "Preacher, that was for me. Pray for me." Hands all over this building. Thank you for being honest. Thank you so much. Listen, what about this morning? You may be here and not know in your heart for sure if you died today, heaven would be your home. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand, say, "Brother Eddie, I'm not sure that I'm saved." God bless your heart, son. Anybody else, "Preacher, pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. Just please remember me." God bless you, son. I see your hand. Anybody else? Bless your heart, honey. I see your hand. "Preacher, pray that I'd get this thing settled about my soul." Wonder about this. Wonder if there's anybody raise their hand and say, "Preacher, I ain't been to the altar yet, but I've already made up my mind. I'm going to do my best to be here tonight and be excited about it." Anybody like that besides me? There's a few. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this afternoon, Lord, in Jesus' name, you saw every hand, you know every heart. God, have your way in this altar call. Lord, give us the excitement back about our church and our services, Lord. Help us to come in anticipation of what's going to happen instead of when it's going to end. Lord, I pray you'd speak to every heart this morning. Don't let anybody leave here lost today. God, you do what needs to be done, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.